When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
It's a really good sports weekend, man. It's a really, really good sports weekend coming up. It's not just the NFL on Sunday. There's good college games. We got the spectacle tonight of Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. And I don't know how many people are into that or are going to be watching it. I'll be into it just purely hoping for something that goes viral. I'm not here to watch Sugar Ray Leonard in the Olympics back in 1976 or something like that, you know?
Somebody earlier asked
I'm not here for the sweet science, Seth.
I'll tell you one thing, Sean. Somebody earlier asked how much we were being paid to promote this fight because we were talking about it.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that's, no, it's been foisted upon us as Sean and I have both realized as the week has gone on, like, oh, man, yeah, people are really into this. And then you start paying attention. You're like, okay, I'm into this, and now I can't wait. I went the full ride of, like, I didn't even want to know who this has been a five-year ordeal of me, like, really not even wanting to know or understand who Jake Paul,
the Paul
and his
brothers,
brother are.
Yeah,
so I'm like, all right, I guess I'll learn who Jake Paul is, and Tyson does, he does look good, but he's 58,
yeah.
But I don't know, but he slapped Jake Paul, and now I'm here for it.
Next thing you know, all the things you said you weren't going to do, you've subconsciously done.
It all worked. Tyson slapped Jake Paul yesterday, and even when I read about it, I was like, all right, whatever. It was just like a little slap or something, right? Like, no, he gave him a good slap.
Got him good,
he gave
man.
A good slap.
He potatoed him, man. Like, he got it. He got it in there. He was he hit him pretty tight for sure. Snug, as they say. So biggest spectacle of the weekend. We'll talk about the gambling angles on this in just a little bit, where the money's coming in. Our thoughts on it, but what's making the most rounds right now is an interview that Mike Tyson did with a 13-year-old female reporter named Jazzy.
Yeah.
And this is where I feel like she is appropriately named, man. She has a personality and a charisma that is emblematic of the name Jazzy, I feel. She did a very good job with this. So I don't know how this interview came about. I don't know if she won some sort of contest to be able to interview Mike Tyson, but laying out the visual on this, this is the two of them. They're not sitting at a desk or anything. This is a stand-up interview in front of a background, and they've each got handheld microphones. And it's only a minute or so long, but Mike Tyson gave one of the greatest answers in the history of legacy questions. Yeah, kid reporters and questions about legacy. Here we go.
In your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? Why do you want somebody, you think somebody really wants to think about you? How, what's the audacity? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids. Who the fuck cares?
Sure. She's like nodding her head. Sure, sure. God, she did such a great job on that. And I wonder, too, like, there were certain points there in the first part of that answer where, and actually a more seasoned reporter might have jumped in with the next question. Yeah. Jazzy's 13-year-old Jazzy's incredulousness over the answer might have been her best asset in that interview, because he just kept talking.
Well, he kept going deeper and deeper. Yeah. Because at first, it went in four stages. His one was where he said, it's just another word for ego. And
right.
He kind of like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, like, this is okay. You caring about your legacy and caring about people. It's really, that's about you. And you got to try to let go of those trappings, because what's it all matter in the end? But then he very emphatically in the second go around said, we're just dead.
Yeah. Dust. He used the word dust.
Yeah, that was, I think the dust was in the second part of it.
Yeah.
And then she said she'd never heard of it. And then he said, you're dead. He very bluntly said, you're dead. Nobody wants to think about you. I'm like, you're kind of just, you're really putting a stamp on what you'd said already.
Yeah.
And then the fourth stage was he dropped the F-bomb.
He's
like, in case she wasn't getting it enough, let me put it the way you hear the kids talk on the school bus. Who the bleep cares about you?
Has anybody out there, this is an appeal to the Sports Radio 610 listeners out there, has anybody seen the full version of this interview? Or was this interview, did she just get one question with Mike Tyson? Because I want to watch the rest of this interview. Look, a lot of 13-year-old kids doing an interview with Mike Tyson, that answer would have knocked them for a loop, and they would have been a basket case for the rest of the interview. She handled that exceptionally well, I thought.
She really did. No, and I almost get the sense that because it was a stand-up interview, and it's not quite the format for sitting down and having a Joe Rogan-style conversation about it.
Yep.
I feel like if she were sitting, if they were both sitting in chairs and it was like a 45-minute-long interview, I think she would have sat and asked questions and asked them to explain further. Then maybe it would have opened up her eyes to a way of thinking that she hadn't about life that she hadn't considered before. I think she would have been just fine with it. But it was everything about it, from it starting off being a kid interview.
Right.
He's talking about the meaninglessness of life and existence and also dropping an F-bomb. It just wasn't quite conducive to a long-form discussion about
it. I would love to know. Like, I wonder how coached up she was. Like, hey, lead into your question with it. Because I thought she did a great job of kind of buttering him up going into the question. Like, of all the people you feel like you need to butter up going into a question, Mike Tyson is probably pretty high on that list. The evidence of that answer would seem to indicate he's very high on that list of people.
It made me think of an old Louis C.K. bit where he was talking to his daughter, and he said something. He was talking about the solar system and everything, that eventually the sun would expand and consume everybody, and the Earth would, billions of years from now, the Earth will be no more. And his daughter looked kind of freaked out by it. And he said, well, no, but don't, no, everybody, we'll all be dead by then. which in her face, when she was like 6 or 7 years old, was realizing, coming out of this realization that everybody dies.
Yeah.
Like, everybody I know and love will one day die.
That's the first she was realizing that.
Yes, and it probably wasn't the best way to introduce that concept to her.
Yeah.
Or if at all at that age, likewise, Tyson was just going ahead and taking the bull by the horn and introducing this young lady to the harsh realities of the life.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Legacies and how they're large. Even the greatest of all, like Caesar.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? 10,000 years from now, if there is written history anymore, Caesar's going to be just yet another afterthought in the world. No matter how great you craft your legacy.
Right.
20,000, 30,000 years from now, for sure, nobody's going to care.
No.
Nobody's going to care.
The record books are going to be so crowded, we get 300 more years of the NFL. Like, no. who knows, by then, like a 5,000-yard season on the ground might be a big deal, you know?
I'd like to see. That would be a good little web series is Tyson babysitting your kids for like 6 hours and just talking about various life topics and just get the complete unvarnished perspective of a guy like Mike Tyson.
Would you want the kids to be fed the questions for that, or would you want it to be more organic coming from the kids?
Oh, no, it needs to be organic. Yeah. Needs to be, you know, like, why is the sky blue? Stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
He's very philosophical. He's very introspective and philosophical.
Obviously, yes.
He's been through a lot in his life.
He has.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, let me, as long as you're bringing up age here, the other day, you know, I get my emails from People Magazine every day. I get like 5 emails a day from People Magazine, you know, because I'm trying to stay in tune with the pop culture out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline for one of them was Quincy Jones. You know, Quincy Jones just passed away last week. Famous musician and writer and all these things. Yeah. Producer, yeah. Quincy Jones' cause of death revealed at eight. No, Quincy Jones' cause of death at age 91 revealed. So their goal is to get me to click on that, obviously. And I'm like, do I, like,
he's 91.
At age 91, do I care what the cause of, the cause of death is, he's old.
Like, I only really want to hear about it if it was that a nurse poisoned him. You know, if it's something other than like people dying in their 90s.
And there would be an allusion to that in the headline if indeed that were the case. If it were that salacious, well, we would know about it already.
What was the cause of death?
I didn't click on it. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. No, he's old. What's the cause of it?
It's either pneumonia or
his cause of death
UTI
is age 91.
Or something. No. Some kind of an infection or whatever it was.
That's my point. It didn't interest me. I don't care. Like, but what is the age? Like,
I'd go into the 80s anymore.
Like the other end of it, and I'm thinking, like, what was the last celebrity death where I was really intrigued by the cause of death? And it was probably somebody like Matthew Perry, who we knew had addiction issues at one time. It was a very mysterious death. He's in his mid-50s or whatever it is, whatever. Like, okay, that I'm clicking on, you know, things like that I'm clicking on. But 91? What are we doing? I don't care. I mean, I care. RIP to Quincy Jones, but I don't care how he died.
It was pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
Does that change anything for you?
Well, it makes me feel a little bad for being insensitive right now. But yeah, like it was probably quick, you know?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones, he had two nearly fatal brain aneurysms in 1974.
Wow.
So
he was probably taken in so many death pools through the years, you know?
It's been 50 years since he had two aneurysms. You never would have expected him to make it to the age of 92,
I would guess. He crushed
the
over.
Good for him, man.
So 1974, that's 50 years ago, so he's 41 at the time. You probably set the over-under back in the 70s for him at like 49 and a half. He killed the over in that, man. He got to 91. He ran up the score.
They had to put a metal plate in his head in 1974, which ensured that he would never play trumpet again.
Wow.
Is that a joke? Or is that a, like, okay, I guess.
That's, dude, there's so many things we need to fact check now, you know?
I know.
That sounds like a fact check situation.
It's just left right there in this article, like, of course. Oh, of course, God. Once you've got the metal plate in your head, you can never play the trumpet again. Everybody knows that. I wasn't even going to write it down. I just figured you would assume.
All right. A final segment coming up. This is the weekend I've been looking forward to for a long, long time. 48 straight hours of couch time. Let's go through the journey. Let's stack the weekend for you guys. No Texans football, but there is a lot of stuff that we got to get our takes out on here as we'll talk to the In the Loop guys at the top as we head towards the top of the hour.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.